What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Sam Altieri Show. This is Sam, your host. I'm so excited you're here. And today, and for the next 5 episodes after this one, we are going to be doing what's called a 6-figure series. I have been tuning in to the collective energy, and it seems to me like so many of you are actually craving solid AF foundations in your business. Whether you have created 6 figures or not, there's a part of you that is desiring more passive income, more structure, more predictability, more security, more monthly revenue. And I thought I would break down the path to 6 figures in this 6-figure series. So if you're not already subscribed to the show and you're tuning into this episode, make sure you subscribe. The other thing I want to remind you of is I am hosting a free class on February 7th at 12 o'clock EST, and it's called the 100K Blueprint. Now, if you're listening to this and it's after the time, you can still sign up and you can get the replay. But if you're listening to this episode, hopefully before, then sign up and come live. We're going to basically go through the 6 steps to creating the foundations and scaling your business to 100K and beyond with ease. These are the things that I have taught my clients that have helped me get to where I am today, creating over 7 figures in my coaching company. And I want to really simplify the shit out of this process because, you know, I could go on a riff right now, but basically I see a lot of people trying to implement 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurial strategy when they don't even have the foundations laid. So we're going to master the 6-figure series in this episode in the next 5, and I'm really fucking stoked, okay? So, the first thing before you even lay the foundations for your business, the first part of the 6-figure series is self-care. And when I say self-care, it's not like the self-care. I mean self-care as in managing your frequency, managing your energy, deciding that it's your responsibility to feel good. And I just got back from the gym and I was reminded at how simple and how easy it is to just change your energy by changing your external state. You know, I woke up this morning and I kind of wasn't feeling that hype and I had things to do and I was like, okay, how can I get myself to take action when I don't feel like doing shit? And to be honest, this is going to happen to you, right? But as a business owner, as a CEO, you have to take action even when you don't feel like it. And so the way that I personally get out of this like weird stuck funkness is I go move energy, right? I go move emotion. I go take care of myself. I will work out. I'd go into nature, go for a walk, jump in the ocean. You know, when Kurt and I are on the road in our van, I have the ability to do that much more. We're going to be taking off in about a week or so, but right now I'm grounded in a cold climate. And so the thing that I can do is go to a workout class, go to my hot yoga, go to kickboxing, go to the gym. And today, all that I did was I walked on the treadmill at an incline for 30 minutes and I broke a sweat and it was great. And then I left and that was it. It was so simple, but it was enough to move the energy, right? So without actually being confident in yourself and, you know, basically keeping promises to yourself and showing up for yourself and building this, building routines and rituals for yourself, everything else that I'm going to teach you in the next 5 episodes and on the 100K blueprint doesn't fucking matter. Like, to be honest, if you feel like shit, you're not going to execute. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to execute, right? The foundation of everything in your life is about how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself, how you show up for yourself. You have to come first before your business. So I'm not even going to teach you anything to do with business until you've mastered this step. Because if you don't have yourself prioritized, then guess what's going to happen? You are going to create a path to burnout really quick. And I don't care that, you know, you're making a lot of money. Are you happy? You know what I mean? I see a lot of entrepreneurs who, for the record, on the external, make it look like they're just doing nothing and they're making all this money on the internet. But guess what? Behind the scenes, they're frantic. Behind the scenes, they're losing their goddamn mind. Behind the scenes, they're a ball of anxiety. Behind the scenes, they are not calm, right? And I actually refuse to scale my business from that place. We are scaling and creating, I think about between like 30 to 50, maybe a little bit more, 30 to 50K a month. And yeah, could we be creating more? Of course we could. I'm just not going to sacrifice my well-being and my pleasure and my body. I just refuse to do that. And I know that it's possible to have it all. So this is number one, your body, right? Especially because most of you that listen to the show are females. You need to respect yourself, you know? You need to respect your body and know that you're a cyclical being. And you can't expect yourself to work and have the same motivation levels and have the same energy levels every single day and every single week, right? I actually recommend setting your business up as much as you can to align with your cycle. And inside The Current, I actually teach you how to do this. I like have a whole module on cycle syncing and how to align your business to your cycle so that, you know, if you're somebody like me who likes to do things live, like masterclasses, or if you're hosting retreats or events, that you do this in alignment with your cycle so that you're not like bleeding and feeling like trash trying to lead people through this thing, you know, to actually setting yourself up and setting your business up in a way to honor and respect your body and your feminine being, right? So this is the first part of six figures. And for me, for those of you who are new to the show or newer to the show, and for those of you who have been here forever, I've shared this story a good amount of times, but I want to just keep coming back to it because I really believe that this is what gave me the solid foundations to scale to six figures in my first year of business. And it was that I started in fitness and nutrition. I was a fitness and nutrition coach, right? And so my like modality when I was teaching was moving your body, getting outside, going for walks, lifting weights, prioritizing your nutrition, prioritizing your sleep, prioritizing hydration, you know, and these are the habits I was teaching my clients to build. And so that's what I was also doing, you know? And so this is the foundation of everything, because if you don't have this, it doesn't matter how much money you're making, because you're going to feel like you're on a hamster wheel, you know? You're going to feel like completely out of control. You're going to feel like you just built a prison for yourself. And that's not okay, you know? You're not trying to build your own business. You're not building your own business to create a cage for yourself. But I see so many entrepreneurs, and I have a lot of clients that come to me that are like, look, I've built this thing, but it's actually making me fucking miserable, you know? And I just don't want you to do that. So I want you to get really freaking clear on exactly what you need to do in a day, in a week. And this is what I like to call my non-negotiables, right? What do you need to do daily or weekly in order to feel good about yourself? For me, I need some journaling, and I usually pull a card or two in the morning, every morning, no matter what. And I also take my dog for a walk, and I just love being outside, and I also have a coffee. And I do those things in a variety of order. It doesn't really necessarily have to be in a specific order, but I usually do those few things. And sometimes I won't pull a card. Sometimes I won't write. Sometimes I, you know, but it's like, for the most part, like 90% of the time, I do all of those things. There's exceptions, of course, but 85 to 90% of the time, that's what I'm doing. And that allows me to actually get in touch with myself and to set time aside to like be with myself and actually tune in, you know, rather than like waking up and being like, bah! And not actually having any intention for how your day is going to go. And yeah, so I would say, for the majority of my clients, I have found that having some sort of a morning routine, it doesn't have to be hours. Like my morning routine is not long, but it's enough for me to feel in control of my day and also to make my list of what I need to accomplish that day. And if I just go into the day and I just start checking social media or start working, I get nothing done. It's a shit show. It really is. I'm like working, but I'm not working towards anything. So this is about really prioritizing yourself and your energy and being like, okay, imagine that you are running, I want to go really big. Imagine that you're running a 10-figure company, okay? And you're leading people and you're leading initiatives and you're speaking and, you know, you're being in front of tons of people and people are relying on you. Like, in order for that to happen, what needs to happen within you, right? You're not going to be dicking around on your phone. You're not going to be not working out. Like, it's inevitable that successful entrepreneurs that like actually do big things with their companies and with really their big missions, because I know you're mission driven and you're like soul led. It's so much. It starts with the self. And in order for you to hear your own inner guidance and your inner voice, you have to clear the noise and move emotions, move that stuckness. So self-care is the number one thing on the path to 100K and beyond, like, period. And it's so funny. I talk to my clients about this all the time. And then sometimes, like, I'll get messages like, Sam, I know you tell us to, like, work out and, like, move our bodies and dance. And I'm finally doing it. And I feel amazing. And I feel unstoppable. And I'm like, I know. But some of you think there's some magic formula, which, like, yes, there is a strategy that I'm going to be telling you in the next 5 episodes. But without this one mastered, like, I'm just telling you right now, none of it's going to work. Because if you don't feel good in your body, in your skin, nothing else works. You know what I mean? Because you feel like a slug. You feel heavy, you feel bloated, you feel blech, you know? If you aren't taking care of your body in the utmost regard, then we got problems, girlfriend, okay? And I can go into, you know, actually, if you go back and scroll back on this podcast, like way, way back when I used to teach fitness and nutrition, you can learn all you need to learn about that, how to take care of yourself. You know, if weight loss is a goal for you, you want to release excess weight, you can go back and listen to those episodes. But honestly, it's just a matter of tuning in with yourself and asking yourself, what do you need, right? But you don't need to work more. That is not the solution to scaling your business. And, you know, when I reflect back on my first 6 figures, what I realized is that I really only worked a few hours a day. It wasn't much more than that, but I was working on the right things. And I think a lot of people just work on the wrong shit because they don't have clarity. They don't even know what they're doing, you know? But you get clarity through your own inner voice. Your intuition is going to tell you what you need to be doing next, right? And it's just up to you to listen and execute. So, like, the number one priority for you as you scale to 100K and beyond is feeling good. This is your personal responsibility. And I know so many of you are highly sensitive or you identify with the term empath. And I'm here to tell you, stop doing that. Stop doing that. Yeah, you may be highly sensitive. Yeah, you may be an empath, but that's just a label and a title that you kind of like use as a way to justify the fact that X, Y, and Z. And I want you to take your power back around this. Like, I want you to know that you can feel good when you consistently put in the work to feel good, you know? But feeling good requires you to get all the shitty thoughts out of your head, because we all have so many shitty thoughts, you know? Get all of the shitty feelings and emotions and stuckness out of your body by working out and moving your body and breaking a sweat and getting your booty to the gym or your favorite classes or your favorite yoga studios or whatever feels good. But you need to move the body, right? Going for runs, like trail runs, getting outside, getting into nature, you know, reclaiming this like wild side of you that's not meant to just sit inside and trapped in a box. That's not where you were going to feel your best. You know, that is not it. And for me, I'm like such a wild woman. And I know so many of you that listen to the show can relate to that, of like, you do things very unconventionally, like you're definitely here to break the fucking mold and shatter the boxes. And so don't put labels on yourself. You know what I'm saying? But really, I want you to start showing up like a successful, wealthy, healthy, fit, strong, unstoppable entrepreneur. And part of what's made me so resilient in my business and, you know, come back and 3x my business last year is what I'm sharing with you right now. It had nothing to do with business. It had everything to do with taking care of myself. I know this might sound really simple and like, wait, Sam, you didn't take care of yourself? No. In 2022, it was the hardest year of my whole life. I almost lost my mother-in-law. It was really scary. And I was doing a lot of things for other people. And I was not putting myself first at all. And not to mention, we were doing van life. And it was really easy for me to make excuses as to why I couldn't work out or why I couldn't do X, Y, and Z, or I didn't want to feel like a burden when I was in the van with Kurt, and so I didn't want to ask him, can I go to the gym? And it was a whole thing, all right? I learned, though, what I need. So if you do not know your needs, this is a perfect opportunity to explore them. Go figure out, what are your needs? What do you need to feel good? What do you need to feel sexy? What do you need to feel confident? Okay. I'll tell you what I need, and you can use that as like a springboard and you can go do your thing. Okay. I need to walk 10,000 steps ish every day. I feel so good when I prioritize walking and movement. It's meditation for me. It's, you know, it just clears my head. It's fun. Sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I listen to my audiobooks. Sometimes I listen to my podcasts, and I feel freaking delish. I also noticed that when I wear, if I'm trying to work and like be super productive, but I'm wearing like sweatpants, it doesn't work. I don't know if this is an ADHD thing or not, but when I get dressed, I am way more productive. And I actually think there's some fucking science done on this where like if you put on shoes that you're way more productive. I don't know. I think it works. It's weird. And I love comfy clothes. Like I love me leggings and like an oversized hoodie and all of that. But when I'm like, I don't know, sometimes it's just like really nice to like put on an outfit that you feel like, damn, you know, like CEO vibes. And you really just get it done, okay? Especially if you're recording like reels or whatever. I think it just elevates everything and you feel better about yourself. The other thing is like just like general hygiene stuff, like, you know, washing your hair, doing your hair, doing your makeup. I get my nails done every, whatever, 2 or 3 weeks. I'm obsessed with acrylics and I just feel like they just make me feel way more put together. I tried the whole like stick-on, press-on nails, but I really fucking hated it because they would fall off and then I would be trying to attach the nail and I'm like, this is not worth it. Like, it's so worth me just getting my nails done and having them perfect for 3 weeks. Okay. So I think that's, and for me, that is like a business investment. I feel way better about myself. And then yeah, the workout piece, that's the other major one, like workout and nutrition. I've got my nutrition really dialed in, but if you don't, I really, really recommend focusing on eating 80% whole foods and, you know, the rest of it, you can have whatever you want, but really prioritizing protein, veggies, and like starchy carbs like potatoes and stuff like that. This is most optimal for women who want to prioritize hormone health and feel good in their skin and, you know, want to have high energy levels. Eating carbs, like fast digesting carbs that do nothing for you, all they do is spike your insulin, and then, you know, then you have like a blood sugar you know, downfall after that, and you kind of feel like shit. So I prioritize protein. Some of my favorite things are like, I do like an egg scramble, I have yogurt bowls, I'll usually do like a big hefty portion of like a fish or a chicken or steak or any of those things for dinner with like a huge side of veggies or I don't know, some type of medley. And then usually I'll have most of my carbs at dinner. I find this has worked for a lot of my clients when I was teaching fitness and nutrition, because for most of us, for most women, like unless you're doing high endurance athletic sports, this is obviously if you're not doing high endurance, high performance athletics right now. But if you're a normal person that's working out, you know, 3 to 4 times a week and active, or building up to active, then you do not need as many carbs as you think. And I recommend eating the majority of your carbs in the evening, because carbs make you sleepy and it's a great way to naturally work with the rhythms of your body. But if you're eating a shit ton of carbs in the morning, you're going to crash after that. And especially when you work for yourself, you have to do the things, you know? So this is what's worked for me. And I have found that I've limited my crash by doing this. The other thing is water. I find that when I drink my water out of a really like bougie glass, whether it's like you can drink it out of a wine glass, you can drink it out of martini glass is not really big enough. When you drink it out of, I just got this like new glass that's like bright pink and it has all these like fun little what are they called? I don't know, it's like a fun texture. I like touching it, but it just feels like my like hot rich glass to drink water out of. And I feel like when you give yourself these little anchors throughout the day of like abundance, it just makes drinking water easier and it also just makes you feel better about yourself. The last thing I want to say, then we're going to wrap this up, is that making your space be beautiful. Like, yes, make yourself be beautiful, but also making your environment and making your space be beautiful is going to be an absolute fucking game changer. I find that when my space reflects who I'm becoming and who I am, it just has the power to elevate me. And it really, like, you know, your stuff has energy. And if right now you feel like your place is a mess, or you have a bunch of stuff in your space that doesn't even feel like you anymore, or it's like the old you or the old vibe or the old style, like, get rid of it, you know, donate it, throw it away, just get it out of your space, because it's just clogging shit up, you know. Go do like a whole detox. You can do this in your fridge, you can do this in your bedroom, you can do this in your living room. Just let that shit go and make sure that your space is a reflection of who you want to be, you know, who the women that you're becoming, and this bad bitch CEO, you know. It's so funny how when my clients do this, I think this is something I teach in my program, Power and Prosperity, which is inside of The Current. I teach them how to basically declutter everything. And we talk about it specifically when it comes to money. I'm not going to talk about that right now, but decluttering is one of the most powerful manifestation tools that you can use in your business, because when you let go of the shit that's no longer for you, whether it's the things around you, the things in your fridge, clients, people, friends that are energy sucking you, like all of this stuff, it creates space for magic, you know? So that's the last thing I'm going to say, is take a look at your environment, you know, take a look at your literal environment, and take a look at your friend environment. I cannot put enough emphasis on this. You are a result of the five people that you talk the most with and that you surround yourself with. And right now, if your friends are not also building and doing what you are doing, you have the wrong friends. I know that might sound harsh, but I'm just telling you, if you're talking to your business, are you talking about your business and what you want to do and what you're building to people who are not doing that, you are going to be met with, oh, cool, and that's it. Rather than somebody who is building it and they know the ups and downs of what it takes. So the biggest advice is get yourself in a room with people who are doing similar stuff. Community is everything, everything, so that you actually feel supported on this journey. I had a client tell me the other day, she's like, you know, honestly, there's no way I'd be able to build this without being inside this community, like, and knowing that I have the support from everyone and you. And I'm like that honestly makes me so happy to hear, because it's like, sometimes we just need that hype squad to be like, yo girl, you fucking got this, you know? And just like women being women. I think that's one of my favorite parts about The Current, is that it's not just business, you know? Like the other day we were fucking talking about queefing, you know, queefing. I don't have to explain what queefing is. And if I do, just Google it, you know, go on Urban Dictionary and look up queefing. But like, I'm like, this is the type of space I've always wanted, where we can talk about sex, we can talk about money, we can talk about business, we can talk about the trials and tribulations of, you know, following the fucking path of your soul and your intuition and building this vision and building these empires and getting on stage and doing all of this magical stuff. Like, that is the biggest act of self-care that you can give yourself. Self-love truly is like being like, my dream is so, like, it's so important to me that I'm going to get myself in that room. So this is part one of the six-figure series. If you are not already signed up, like I said, for 100K Blueprint, make sure you go sign up. It's going to be great. I'm not going to be holding anything back. This is a sneak peek on this podcast of what's going to be going down. You're also going to get to meet a bunch of business besties who are doing the damn thing, you know, and building empires and getting out of their own way and stepping into their power and just being bad bitches on the internet. So I'll put the link in the description here, and you can also find it in my Instagram bio. Let me know if this landed for you. Let me know on Instagram what you are going to implement, okay? What are you going to implement? Because it's not enough to just listen to these episodes and then go back to your real life and then not make changes. But this is the foundation, baby. You need this shit. You need to feel good in your skin. You need to feel good about yourself. You need to feel good in the circles and the women that you're with, you need to feel supported, right? This is part of the empowered feminine energy, is actually putting yourself first and allowing yourself to receive support and just surrendering, you know, instead of trying to do it all on yourself or even just, you know, trying to work so hard. It's like, no, you got to put yourself first, like you first, baby. This is what's going to make you the big dinero. So I love you. Thanks for being here. Make sure you're subscribed. Send this to a friend. And I cannot wait to see you on the next episode and inside for the 100K Blueprint.